Edge Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a special guest with me. He's the master. It's Todd McCluskey. Say hello.
Thanks for having me over, Linda.
Yeah, thank you. And we also have two co-hosts today, Michelle and John in the house.
Glad to be here.
Welcome, Michelle.
Yeah.
This is John in the house.
Awesome. All right, so Michelle's got some questions for Todd. So go for it, girl.
Absolutely. So, Todd.
Yes.
You have your very own show here.
Yes.
And it's called The Blurred Crusade.
Yes.
Tell us about the show, the name. It's a fantastic name. Tell us a little bit about it.
I got the name... how everyone gets a good name, they steal it. And it's actually The Blurred Crusade is an album title for a great band out of Australia called The Church. And I believe it was released in 1982. And I just love this band, The Church. They had a big hit, I think about 1988, with a song called Under the Milky Way. But besides that, they're not that well known. And they have something like 27 albums out. So they've been very, they've been very prolific. So basically, The Blurred Crusade is a name that I stole off The Church. And I just love the image. It's right. We're all on a crusade. We're all on a journey, but I don't really know where I'm going, so it's a little bit blurred, but I'm going to get there, even though I might not know what the destination is. So, and I like the word blurred because although it's a punk and post-punk program, because it's blurred, it gives me a little leeway as far as content.
Oh, excellent. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about the content.
So, it's The Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, Wednesdays at noon and Thursdays at the stroke of midnight. But I play a lot of hardcore punk. I'm really into the early Vancouver stuff, DOA, Subhumans, Modernettes, Pointed Sticks. I tap into some of the New York scene, like the Ramones, Blondie, Television. And then I'm also big on the English stuff, like the Sex Pistols, the Clash, the Damned. So I do a lot of hardcore, but then I do a little post-punk stuff, like, you know, Joy Division, Echo and the Bunnymen. So it's quite a wide spanning program. I've got, because I added the post-punk,
right?
It gives me a lot of leeway.
So why punk, post-punk? Is that just something that you were drawn to, you know, earlier in life?
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of people, I'm into a lot of different genres, but I really got into punk rock in my teenage years because it was kind of like an entry-level genre as far as you didn't have to be that proficient with the instrument. So, you know, I got into being in a band, and we were drawn to punk because it was accessible.
Okay.
And also when I got into it, I was a teenager, and we had a lot of angst.
Uh-huh.
And it was a good therapy for us.
Oh, absolutely.
Good free therapy.
All right. And we're going to play The Church right now. Tell me about this one called Constant in Opal.
So Constant in Opal was probably the first song I ever heard by The Church. And there used to be, you know, back in the day before the internet, there used to be these video shows. And there was two of them in Vancouver that were really good. One was called Night Dreams. And the other one was called Soundproof. And they were kind of like cable TV late night video shows. And one night I turned it on. It was 11 or midnight on a Friday night. And I saw this video and I just fell in love with this band. I've seen them about four times over the years. And I just love this band. And this was the song that kind of started it all.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Out here, guys.
Yeah.
Now let's go.
Well, that voice for that commercial we heard, is that you?
No.
Who is that mystery voice?
It's a very familiar voice if you listen to CKNW. That's my buddy, Randy Jacobs. And wow. I went to a radio school with him at BCIT, and now he's the production guy at CKNW. So he's helped me with a lot of promos and IDs, and he's got a great, big, thick voice, so it works.
Cool.
Yes, it does. It actually does work quite well. Hey, so tell us about your group, the Social Outcasts.
All right. Well, my band's called Social Outcasts, and we started the band when we were 17 years old, me and my buddy Dave Tom. And we started with a couple guitars. We didn't even have amplifiers. And we sat in his basement, and we decided that we were going to start a band, even though we couldn't play an instrument. We didn't have any songs. We basically didn't have any talent, but we just decided we wanted to be in a band. So initially, we tried to learn other people's songs, and we couldn't figure it out. So then we thought, well, if we can't learn anyone else's songs, let's just write our own. Maybe that's easier. So we just started writing, and a couple other guys got in the band, and things started to accelerate. We started actually getting quite proficient with our instruments, and the other guys in the band, originally our bass player was a gentleman named Mike Usinger, and our drummer was named Mike Kravick. And we started getting half decent, and we started gigging in and around Vancouver. We played the Smiling Buddha, which was a very infamous venue, kind of like Vancouver's version of CBGB's. We played the Smiling Buddha many times, and we played in and around Vancouver. We opened for DOA, and this lasted about 2 or 3 years. And then I don't know what happened, but we just kind of got bored of it, and everything just kind of crumbled, and the band broke up after about 2 or 3 years initially, the first phase of the band.
Okay, so that was the first phase. All right. And so what was the second phase then?
Well, then nothing really happened for like 40 years.
Okay.
I don't know what we were doing.
And there you are.
Some of us got married. Some of us had kids. We got regular jobs.
So life went on.
Life went on, but it was always kind of in the back of my head, you know,
right.
What if we would have continued? And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I ran into an old bass player, a gentleman named Dave LaPrise. And he said, you know, what are you doing? Are you still doing the music? And I said, you know, not really. I'm still writing, but nothing's really happening. And Dave's like, well, why don't we jam? And I said, okay. So he said, well, I'm going to make a few calls. And I thought nothing was really going to happen. You know, you run into an old friend and
yeah, yep. We
should get back to, you know, we should get together for coffee. And the phone call, you know, the phone never rings. Anyway, I get a call from another guy I used to jam with, Don Dercole. And he said, I heard you run into Dave. Let's jam. So we started jamming, and it started sounding really good. It was myself, Dave Tom, the original guitar player, Dave LaPrise on bass, his son Koji LaPrise on drums, and our lead guitar player Don Dercole. We started jamming. It started sounding really good. I started writing some more songs, and we decided to do a record.
Right on.
And so we started recording with a producer named Dean Hageum. And it took quite a while because it was a real DIY sort of project.
Sure.
But we put out an EP, and that's the one that we have out now, and it's called Beneath the Sleeping City Volume 1, and it's on Luscious Blue Vinyl. And
which I have a lovely copy of it right here, signed. Thank you very much, Todd.
You're welcome.
And while they take a picture, we're going to play Day to Night on CJSF.
Night to Day and Day to Night. What is it called, Todd?
Day to Night, Take 5.
Love it. That was Day to Night. And the video
Wait
was taken. The video was taken by a mystery guy. Tell me about this mystery guy.
So we kind of met this gentleman named Shane H. Mm-hmm. And he really liked our music. He really digged what we were doing. And he asked us if we wanted him to make a video for us. And Shane's an interesting character. He always wears the COVID mask and a toque, so no one's actually ever seen his face. He's always incognito. But he's a good guy, and he's really he's all aboard the Social Outcast train. So we welcome him, and he's helping us get our music out there.
And I noticed that the Blurred Crusade logo looks awfully similar to the Sex Pistols logo.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the format, that is.
Well, it's basically a little thievery. Yeah, the Blurred Crusade logo, I basically stole it from the Sex Pistols' Nevermind the Bollocks album, which, by the way, is one of the greatest albums in rock and roll history. It's just a fantastic album. 1977. I was lucky enough to see the Sex Pistols, I believe, 96 at the Coliseum, and it was one of my greatest moments as a concert goer to actually see the Sex Pistols live.
Yeah, okay, so we will call that complimentary thievery then.
That's right.
I love it.
And we're back, and we have John in the house with Entertainment Files.
Hey there, this is John in the house with Entertainment News. What is on in live music in Vancouver and beyond? I went to bcbands.ca to research my list here today, and I suggest you go to bcbands.ca to look up for events and stuff, as well as Facebook listings. Tonight at the fabulous Roxy Cabaret at 8 to 10:45 is the Autonomous Apes with Social Villains and Garden Mice. On Friday, May 19th, 7 to 11, at the number 6 Legion Branch in Cloverdale, there's Black Eyed Susan. Again, you have to go to bcbands.ca to find out more about the bands playing. And then on Friday, May 19th, Front Page Band at the Kennedy's Pub in Delta, 8 to 11:55. Then Saturday, May 20th, Steve Sanay's Trio at the Ocean Park Hall in Ocean Park, Surrey, BC. Saturday, May 20th, from 9 to 2 a.m., Yard Dog at the Princeton Pub and Grill in Vancouver. Friday, May 19th, 7 to 9:30, Ham Whalen. It's a tribute to Van Halen. That's at the Roxy Cabaret, too. Saturday, May 20th, at the Roxy, 7 to 9:30, Cache Creek with Ransom. Check out the Roxy events at roxyvan.com. And also, don't forget that coming up in June, on June 22nd at the Roxy again, they have their Thursday night Roxy Rock Show. And I set this show up. So come out and support local music. The first band playing is Red Herring. They're a local band. They've been around for like 30 years in Vancouver. They're like a Frank Zappa or, very, very interesting lyrics and the way he sings. Very good. Then there's another orchestrated metal group, but they're more rock and roll, the Andrew Gante Group. And then the Bordertown Bandits, they're a local white rock Surrey band, and they're like really rock kind of, you'll have to come out and check them out. They're a fairly new band. And then on June 29th, at the Roxy, Hayoka's Mirror. That's kind of another orchestrated metal band, but super good, very talented. And then Bobby's Cane, it's another rock and roll band. The singer of this band, he's blind, but it's just amazing. He plays guitar and sings and does everything. And then the last band is my band that I manage, Rock Voodoo. You'll have to come out and see Rock Voodoo on June 29th. They're headlining the show, and they'll be on around 8:30 or so. Well, that's my entertainment file for May 18th.
Put your hands together for Rock Voodoo!
Rockin' for the kids on that bar.
Well, that was Rock Voodoo with their song Love Revolution. Now, I have Tim Heller, the lead singer, and on this show right now. Right, hi, Tim. Say hello to everybody.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, did you get cut off? Oh, okay. He's going to try and call you again. That's okay. Well,
hello?
Yeah, I put you guys there for a second. How you doing, Linda and Johnny Ringo?
Yeah.
Hey.
Tim here from Rock Voodoo.
So, well, that song, you took it back into the studio to do some work on it. What actually did you do?
Well, that was a live recording at a Rock for Kids charity at the Hard Rock Casino. And it was just that the vocals are really low in the mix, so we just kind of fixed up the vocals on it. So it is a live recording with some vocals brought in to boost it up the level. But that was for a charity. Then some of those lyrics that night, the Rock for Kids line in the song, that's because it's called Rock for Kids, so some of it I was making up on stage. Don't normally do that, but I did that night. But that's our Rock Voodoo song, Love Revolution. So it's the lyrics have changed since then, and it's now more to the song than what's here. But yeah, it's just a little rockin' jam that was fun that night, and we raised some money for the kids.
Well, that's awesome that you're there for the kids, and charity is a part of your music life. That's awesome, Tim. Do you want to promote any shows coming up?
Yeah, well, we do have the Roxy gig coming up. We just played the Roxy last Saturday night. So that was a lot of fun. The place was just packed. There was a lineup there to get in. The whole Granville Street was rocking that night last Saturday. So that was May 13th. And then we're playing at the Roxy again on June 29th. So we'll be rocking the house down there.
Yeah, you're headlining that show, so hopefully there'll be lots of people in listening to your music and becoming a Rock Voodoo fan.
Yeah, we're going to try and lay down some pure rock and roll. You know, we're a bit funky, but a little bit of blues, just the right tempo to dance to boogie down.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Tim Heller of Rock Voodoo. I appreciate you explaining to our fans your music, and hopefully they'll come out to the Roxy on June 29th to catch your show. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank you to you, Johnny Ringo, and Wham Bam East Van and Linda and the gang down there. Really appreciate you playing our original Vancouver music. It's you know, thank you very much. It's just awesome.
You're very much welcome.
You know, we appreciate what you guys do down there, you know, keeping word about and turning people on to Vancouver original music. You know, that's just very cool. And thank you very much. So
you're welcome, Tim. Have a good night and rock on.
Wham, bam, East Van, baby.
Wham, bam, East Van.
See you June 29th at the Roxy.
Woo! Do you love music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
All right, we're back with more questions from Michelle. Go for it, girl.
Absolutely. So earlier in the show, we heard the song Day to Night.
Yes.
Which, by the way, has a really awesome kind of Skinner feel to it. Love that. But that seems to be, from what I read about, that seems to be a later version of a song you all did with a Social Outcasts of Tears of Death.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the early 80s, I wrote a song called Tears of Death. And we put it on a CD that we put out actually in 2004 called Three Chord Chaos. But I was never really happy with the song. It never quite fulfilled what I was trying to do, and it was kind of a rush job. And it was always in the back of my mind to revise it, to make it better, to make it stronger, to have a little bit more melody, kick in a killer guitar solo. So basically, Tears to Death morphed into Day to Night, and Day to Night is a much stronger version But it originally, yeah, it was called Tears of Death. But I'm really happy with the revised version. It's way stronger, and the band's pretty happy with it as well.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool song.
And yeah, I'm a bit of a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan. I'm not much of a hillbilly, but I am a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, so that probably rubbed off on me a little bit, especially on the intro.
Oh, I love it, and I love how it switches right into the punk. It's great.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to get to some female content, because here at CJSF, we love to promote that. Tell me about Kate Bush.
Kate Bush is just an amazing vocalist. She's out of England. Way back in the day, I did a radio show up here at SFU when we were called CJIV. This was the mid-80s, and Kate Bush was huge back then. And I just fell in love with her voice. She's very original. And especially the song you're going to play, Experiment for. It's just a fantastic song and an amazing artist.
Thank you.
we were talking about Kate Bush, and they all know the other song. Maybe tell me about which song it was.
Everyone must know "We're Running Up That Hill" back in 1984.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
I know our version, guest tonight knows that.
Great track.
You're producing music, being an active working musician back in the 80s?
No, I was with the Social Outcast early 80s, mid 80s, I was doing, like I said, a radio show at CGIV, which turned into CGSF. Oh. And we were like 94.5 FM cable. But I was just saying, back in the 80s, during that time, Kate Bush was huge. And also the Smiths were just like blowing up in college radio. So it brings me back to the 80s when I listen to Kate Bush, for sure.
Yes. And CJSF just had their 20th anniversary, their FM anniversary, because it did switch from AM to FM. And that's where we met J.R. Klein.
Yeah, J.R. Klein. I understand he's going to be a guest on your show next month. But
yes.
J.R. Klein is a very talented singer, songwriter, guitarist, musician, and an old friend of mine. And he's helping me. I'm doing a little bit of a solo thing, and JR is producing and helping me with some of the instruments. So, I look forward to listening to JR on your show. But he's a great guy, and he's a super talented singer-songwriter, and I'm lucky to have him in my corner.
Yes, and you are such an influencer, Todd, because you taught me how to do all of this radio stuff, because you were the show before mine, and you showed me how to do the board and work everything. Thank you so much for that. So I call you the master, and you always say
the master of disaster.
I know.
But I remember you coming in, Linda. That was in the old studio.
Yep.
And I kind of tried to show you the ropes. And look at you now, Wham Bam East Van, Wham the number Bam one show on CJSF. I mean, you've come a long way.
But like I said, you are such an influence, because I think it's J.R. Klein took a photo of you, and you were wearing Crocs. And ever since I saw that photo, I'm like, I'm getting some Crocs. And today I am wearing Crocs. I'm rocking the Crocs, folks. And they're quite light.
I haven't lived that. JR was over at my place, and we were kind of having an acoustic jam, and he took a picture.
Yeah.
I just happened to be wearing Crocs. I understand it's a fashion faux pas. I never wear Crocs outside of the house, but I use them as slippers occasionally. But anyway, he took this picture, put it on Facebook, and I'm getting all these messages. Why are you wearing Crocs? Those look stupid. Stop wearing Crocs. And it just like blew up.
Yeah, but you were rocking them. And like I said, I had to go out and get some because we could rock the Crocs together.
They're extremely comfortable.
They are.
And
they're
extremely
so
nerdy.
Oh, but you know what? I noticed if you don't wear socks, it does get hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you are doing it the right way. Socks with Crocs, yo.
Well, it was a little exactly. Well, it was a little cooler that night. We weren't hitting like that 30 degrees Celsius mark at that point. That was probably a month or two ago.
Right.
So, but beware of the Crocs.
We're going to play the Ramones with Commando. So maybe bare feet is okay in the summer. We'll see.
Do the best, do what they can, to get them ready for Vietnam.
All right. And the next song we're going to play is DOA's Disco Sucks. Now, why'd you pick this one? Because I like disco.
Just because DOA, Joe Keithley's from North Burnaby. He went to Burnaby North, the same high school as I did. And DOA was a big inspiration for Social Outcast back in the day because, as far as I'm concerned, you know, DOA is probably definitely the best punk band ever out of Canada, maybe even North America. So, always loved DOA, and Disco Sucks is a classic. So, why not?
Yeah, and we're going to all try to say that Disco Sucks. In the beginning, it says Disco Sucks. Now, go ahead, John. Now it's your turn.
Disco Sucks!
Disco Sucks!
Disco Sucks!
Right here on CJSF.
Let's go, suck!
What concerts are you going to?
Yeah, I was talking about, I've got tickets for The Cure, Robert Smith, and The Cure June 2nd at Rogers. And the funny thing is, I saw them in 92, and I still have my ticket stub. And the price for good seats in 1992 to see The Cure at the Pacific Coliseum was $29.50. The price for good seats, like next month at Rogers for The Cure, is $245. So there's been a little bit of an increase.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Is there a song that you like from The Cure?
Yeah, Love Song is a good song.
Feel like
we're back. And Todd, we will always love you.
Oh, well, thank you. Likewise.
Yes. Okay, so tell everyone about your socials.
Okay, well, you can check out our music, Social Outcasts, on YouTube. It's under Social Outcasts Vancouver. And, of course, I do the radio show up here, The Blurred Crusade, on CGSF. And Blurred Crusade can be heard Wednesdays at high noon, Thursdays at the stroke of midnight. And then the other thing is check out Discorder Magazine. I write reviews for them, and I've been in the last, I think, 12 issues. So that's a real fun little gig. They send me music, and I give them my opinion. I type it up and send it to them, and they print it out. So Discorder, Social Outcasts, Vancouver on YouTube, and check out the Blurred Crusade Wednesdays at noon.
Well, thank you, Todd McCluskey, thanks, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van show. Wham thanks. Bam.
East Van.
Yeah,
thank
baby.
You, Todd. I hope you listen to the Wham Bam East Van show, because we'll definitely listen to the Blurred Crusade.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Wham bam, East Band.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.